once we got in here, I thought, there's a difference between personal noise and anonymous noise. There's a difference between the child playing the saxophone in your courtyard that you hear every day after school, playing the same three songs too, although thankfully he was improving, but tiring nonetheless. There's a difference between that and anonymous noise, which is traffic. And it made me think that there's something about me. It's not that I'm not sensitive to noise. Because, you know, one of the things about being a boozer is that as a group, we tend to have sensitivity issues where, you know, we're more sensitive to emotional slights, we're more sensitive to noise, we're more sensitive to lack of sleep, we're more sensitive to a bunch of things. And that's why once we give up drinking, it sort of feels like we are a clam without a shell. At least initially, until we grow a new shell of a different kind. But I think what I realized yesterday about the noise sensitivity is that for me, there's a difference between noise that I can identify who it's coming from and what I was describing yesterday as personal noise versus anonymous noise. And the personal noise is there's a woman who lived across the courtyard from us who had two little kids, maybe like 6 and 4, and they had these sort of wood-soled sandals, and you could hear them running in the courtyard every day when they came home from school, but you knew which family it was. You could tell by the way the kids ran. You could tell the saxophone kid. You could tell the leaf blower guy 4 out of 5 days a week, because there was a rehab hospital up the street from us, and so they were always out there blowing on the grounds. And towards the end of the move, like yesterday, we moved yesterday, so yesterday and the day before that, I kept hearing all of that noise that had been around me for 5 years, but I thought, oh God, I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of hearing those individual people.